This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. We are now on the third round of the Advanced Child Tax Credit. These are the monthly payments of up to $300 per child the government started paying out in July. The most recent round just hit bank accounts this week, and the program is set to expire in December. But a new national survey suggests that some low-income families may not actually be receiving this money. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
Low-income families might not get the Advanced Child Tax Credit if they're not required to submit a tax return. Jacob Golden is an economist and law professor at Stanford.
Generally, people have to file a tax return for the IRS to know their information.
The Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says roughly 4 million children and their families might be missing out on the payments for that reason. Families can still get the credit by signing up online. Ashley Burnside with the Center for Law and Social Policy says the number of households getting payments each month is going up.
Which means that parents are signing up and more parents are getting reached as time goes on.
There might be an easier way going forward, Jacob Golden says. The IRS could use information from other safety net programs
and use that data to automatically enroll people in the child tax credit if it looks like they're eligible to get it.
Congress is currently taking that up in the budget bill, as well as the future of the child tax credit more broadly. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.